Bald and blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast. Hear about tips, tricks, skills, tools, inspiration, mental hygiene. Know what you want and how to create what you desire to achieve predictable results and create a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And welcome everyone to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution. I'm one of your hosts, Kathy Tate, the Bald Warrior from Australia. And with me as always is Daisy Papp from Florida Keys. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome everyone to another great episode. We so love sharing knowledge, wisdom, and actually subconscious intelligence with you, because I do believe we all have it inside and we want to get access to it. So we're here to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. And we find gold in every episode. We just flip a topic out and start talking about it. And every single time we get some gold. And today we're going to talk about procrastination.
Oh, that's another juicy one. Oh,
It is. And I think it's a very common one too. What would you call it? A behavioral trait?
It's a pattern.
A pattern? Behavioral pattern?
Pattern, trait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Either way, doesn't make it better if we call it in a different name. It just doesn't get better by that.
No, that's true. That's true. And I am going to put my hand up. I'm guilty of procrastination at times, which I do think is a really common one. How about you, Daisy? Going to put your hand up?
I have been procrastinating in my life specific tasks, but it was very limited to very specific things. And now, in the meantime, I know why. And I think that is something we want to share with our listeners. So what is procrastination? So the first of it is that we're trying to put things off, trying to delay some things. And so that is procrastination itself, a short definition. But you can go and look it up online. You will probably find some more detailed information on it. Then how do we handle procrastination and what does it mean to us? I relate procrastination directly to fear. Because if it would be fun doing, then we would be doing it.
Yeah, that's probably true, I think. We don't procrastinate about fun things unless there's some other element going on.
There you go. Because it could be fun to go on stage and sing, but being so afraid of doing so, because what will others say? Or speaking on stage. You speak on stages. I speak on stage. I speak all my day. So with you now, of course, talking to the world.
Yes.
And there is a danger that we could be judged. And today I can see, okay, bring it on.
Yes.
Because I get into every episode we're recording. I know this is the best episode we're going to record now.
Yes.
That's my attitude.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're doing it from the right place. We're doing it from a place of wanting to help people.
That's for sure, yeah. I thought the right place, Brisbane, because then how do we divide that?
No, from a place of love and serving others.
Yes,
and that's
totally
why we don't fear criticism.
No.
Right?
Because others' perception of me is theirs.
Yes.
Has nothing to do with me.
Yes.
When I know I do my best, then I can be accomplished with that. I can feel satisfied. So now, okay, so procrastination, why do we do it and how to stop doing it? That's what you would like to hear from me.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Daisy, to quote Meatloaf, one of my favorites.
Well, let's think of it. Why do we do it? So let's say I need to go to the post office. Very simple thing, very simple task to do, depending on where you live. Because in the area where I live, there's a line of 15 people, and sometimes the post office is too small because you need to be 6 feet apart nowadays, and then you need to stand outside, and all I can do is, you know, use my fan, I'm cooler than you are, and then stand out there and wait. Logically, it would make sense to procrastinate because it's not that amazing experience to go there and get it done. But when I focus on how I will feel once it's done, now, that can be already a motivation. And that's the key.
Yes, yes. In fact, I think that's a nail, because I would think of what I would want to do straight after. As soon as I get it done, I'm going to do this.
The reward. And I do believe that is important. But now let's go a little step deeper. Procrastination is fear. People can come and say, no, no, this is not true. I do believe that I rarely use generalizations, but I do it today. Procrastination always has some fear to it. Why? I go to the post office and then I think, oh, maybe then I will be late to do other tasks. When I stand there in line and it will take me 1 hour.
Yeah.
Or let's say I'm going to rehearsal. Oh, but what if I'm not going to be good enough? Or somebody who is going to write an exam and they procrastinate. Oftentimes when I work with students, what I find out is that they already have a belief within them. Doesn't really matter because I won't be good enough anyways.
Oh.
Yeah. So therefore, it makes sense that they procrastinate.
Yeah.
Now, let me go one step deeper. When people then feel low in self-esteem, it doesn't make any sense anyways. Why should I do it at all? Nobody will appreciate what I did. There won't be a good outcome. Then that is when they accepted other people's opinions. And now comes a flip that happens in the subconscious mind. It does not happen consciously. Sometimes it does. Most of the time it's not conscious. When then they say, okay, I rather tell myself I'm not good enough. I rather tell myself, well, I knew I won't pass the exam. So when other people then later on tell me, I can only say to myself inside, internally, some people say it out loud, but we have lots of conversation and communication going on in our own heads. And then I can say, I knew it. It was worthless. I knew it. I'm stupid. I knew it. I can't do it. Now, how can we reverse that? Something not clear here?
I'm just thinking about what you just said because I want to make sure that I connect all the dots.
Mm. Okay. So how did you connect the dots?
I was just thinking that what you were saying is that we are trying to stay congruent with our self-beliefs. Mm. So if we make the self-belief already that we're worthless, when people tell it to us, it's congruent with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it can be so hard to change that self-belief.
And then why would you not procrastinate? When you don't see value in what you're going to do, it is not meaningful to you, then why would you do it?
So really the trick here is to actually look inside a little bit when you find yourself procrastinating and figure out what's at the root of it. So you'd ask yourself some questions about why am I feeling this way? Why am I?
I would not do that because why is a very destructive and I'd say a downward spiral question, because the brain is like an answering machine. It's like a scanner. You ask, oh, why does that always happen to me? And your brain goes scanning like everything through it. And then you will find 1,001 answers. So I suggest asking why only in positive settings. So for example, oh, why am I so lucky that I found this parking spot when there never is one? Or why am I so lucky I found a dollar bill on the ground? Wow, yay. Or why am I so lucky that I got this new job? That's when you want to ask yourself, because that is when you give this question to your mind. And then again, your mind goes like a scanner. And it will actually find justifications why you deserve what you feel just lucky about.
But it's happening in a positive way now. Yeah, sure.
The action is the same. Yeah. But back to the procrastination. I would not ask myself, why am I procrastinating? I would start giving it a different meaning. Not the procrastination, but the task that's on my list. For example, I need to clean the house. Well, is it really so much fun?
Oh, this is one of my big ones, Daisy. I am not good at cleaning. Like, surface cleaning, yeah, sure, everyday stuff. Scrubbing showers, it's just not my thing.
I don't blame you. So whoever's out there and can invent a self-scrubbing shower, I'm one of your first. I bought it already.
I mean, they can make dishwashers that clean themselves. Why can't they make a bath that cleans itself?
So what is the meaning? What does it... Do you want to be the... Not guinea pig. What's a better word for guinea pig?
I was going to say guinea pig.
I don't want to call you guinea pig here. Volunteer. Would you like to volunteer?
Sure, I'll volunteer. I have no idea what I'm volunteering for here, people.
Well, you probably feel safe with me.
Chuck me in it. I'm in.
So, okay, scrubbing the shower. So cleaning the shower.
Right.
What does it mean to you?
Right.
In your own words.
It's a chore that has to be done regularly to prevent a worse problem later.
A chore that needs to be done to prevent the worst problems later. Okay?
Yeah.
If I think about, let's say, making a meal for my favorite people in my life, and I would think, well, it is a chore.
No, I like cooking. Then,
no, I'm talking about me too. No, stay with me. Hey, no escape here. Stay with me. But what you're telling yourself, maybe not consciously, but let's say you're looking forward to invite people over and cook for them and have a great time with people you really care for. It will be a good time that you will be having and they will enjoy it and it will be just great. But let's say your mindset, and this is Mindset Evolution Podcast, by the way.
With your host and guinea pig, Kathy Tate.
No. She's a volunteer.
So. I don't know. Guinea pigs are cute, Daisy. I'm okay with it.
Fine. Okay. I respect that. But let's say you invited for dinner your favorite people.
Yeah.
And while you're preparing, what you're rehearsing in your mind is, it's a chore to do to prevent the worst thing from happening later. How much fun will it be cooking?
I've got to tell you why I'm finding this so funny. Because the last time, it was about probably a week ago, I actually did have some friends over to dinner. And because of that, I actually cleaned the bathroom.
Let me ask you this. Was it as bad as it usually was to clean the bathroom?
No, because I had a great reason. Uh-huh. My friends were coming and I don't want them to know I'm really secretly a bathroom slob. Their bathroom's always perfect, just so.
But you got the key now.
Yes.
Change what you're telling yourself.
Yes.
And it will be a different experience. That's the key. Thank you for volunteering.
And I think there's something certainly to the reward system here. Not materially.
No, but in your mind. But in the meantime, look, I don't know if I mentioned that in the podcast or in one of our Facebook lives or interviews. I don't remember what I said when. But I have a vacuum cleaner and it's Ferrari red. So I call it Ferrari. And I take a Ferrari out of the closet and then it changed my attitude.
Yeah, I love that.
And then I also like to use future pace. So after you did it, how will you feel when you now, let's say here's this horrible bathtub that you need to clean and you need to scrub the shower and clean the bathroom. And for you, it's just a horrible chore and you really dislike doing it. Put that aside for a moment and just imagine yourself for a moment. You can close your eyes if you want to while you listeners are out there driving. Don't close your eyes. Keep both hands on your steering wheel and keep your eyes open. But later on, close your eyes and just imagine how you will feel after you did it, what you tried to procrastinate doing.
I will feel a lot better.
There you go. Now, imagine a magnet. And if you have a magnet, you have the positive pole, you have the negative pole. One side tosses, the other one is attracting, depending on where you use the magnet on. Now, you want to have on the other side of the tunnel, after scrubbing the bathroom, you want to have something that's attractive, that helps you go through it quicker, faster, better, maybe with more smiles on your face. And then, in the meantime, what you're telling yourself, if you keep really this bathtub and that shower, poor thing, it's here to serve you. It maybe would like to be something else, but it cannot. Aha, you see, now it gets emotion. Now, when you have a different attitude to the chore that you're going to do, and you have something, how you will feel, you know exactly how you will be feeling after you did it. Now you have two things that are helping you to go through it.
Yes, yes. And I'm going to add one more, because I think that when we do procrastinate and we know we're doing, I think it sits here like on your shoulders, and you know that you're supposed to do it, but you're deliberately not doing it, and you're putting it off, and you're having this whole dialogue about it, and you still decide to procrastinate longer. Like, that burden will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the third reason for moving mm-hmm. forward, because that feels good to get rid of that.
Yes.
Doesn't matter how little the thing is, mm. it's still there.
Yes, and you really put something very interesting out there, because when we feel that kind of, yeah, I should do it, I should be doing it, I don't do it, I don't want to do it, all that chit-chat that's going on within us, and we know we should be doing it, what does it trigger? The guilt.
Yeah.
And guilt is quite dark.
Yes.
So we don't want that. And to give another example, when you give it meaning, what you're going to do, and you can always change the meaning you give it. You know, in the operation room where they do surgeries, there's one person assigned to count all the instruments and utensils before and after every surgery.
Yes.
Now, every 5, 6, 10-year-old could do that, because it's only about counting, depending on how far they got in counting numbers. But there's such a big meaning.
Oh, yes.
It is so important. It has value. And therefore, people actually stand in line to get that job. It's very highly acknowledged and appreciated. Hmm? So when you change the meaning, there's this student girl I'm working with in Germany, and she has an exam it didn't go so well. So she has to redo it, and her parents are mad at her, and she's mad at herself, and she knows she needs to do it, and she's actually, I think, fortunate that she get another chance. If she doesn't do well in this chance, then that's it. Study over. Hmm? And she says, yeah, well, you know, in procrastination. And I also tell her, look, you will have to do it either way or not. What life do you want to live? And then she tells me, I did a future pace with her. How would she like to have a life in 10 years? And I said, okay, so 9 years from now, what do you need to do to achieve that already 10 years from now? What do you need to do 5 years from now to achieve your goal in 10 years from now? What is it that you can do right here today to support these goals in order smoothly? And then she said, yeah, I need to sit down and study. I said, here you go.
Bingo.
I see. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is not about how to find out or why we should find out or about finding out at all why we do procrastinate. You have a million reasons to procrastinate. I rather focus on find the million reasons why I stop doing it. Now, what we can do when it's overwhelming, when it's a big task, I suggest make a commitment. You start doing it, but only for 2 minutes. Start doing it. And you will only do it for 2 minutes. And once you're in there, usually you get it rolling.
Yeah, you know what? That does work with cleaning, I have to say. Because if you start one bit, and then the rest still looks terrible. So you just keep going, don't you? It's the actual starting that's the hard part. I actually turn music on to help me do that, because at least if I can do a dance,
yeah,
bounce
in a groove
with my cleaning rags, yeah. I feel Ooh. Like let's role play Cinderella maybe. But at least I have some fun with myself while I'm doing it. So
yes. And I suggest also to hold yourself accountable. So put out a plan, okay, which are the areas in your life where you procrastinate? Let's say it's cleaning, shrubbing that poor little bathtub or shower. I'll never look at that shower the same way again.
No.
I know. It wants to be clean.
I feel like I need to go and clean it now,
actually. Bye, this is the end of the episode because Cassie needs to cut off.
Going to clean the shower.
That was it for today. And hold yourself accountable. For example, I'm procrastinating when it comes to shopping. I procrastinate learning a specific sequence in my studies. I procrastinate washing my car or cleaning the bathroom, cleaning the house. And then just put it out there and hold yourself accountable. So these are tasks that eventually I'm going to do. Now, how much better will I feel when I have that all already behind me?
Yes.
And then just start doing it for 2 minutes. And after 2 minutes, you can look at your watch. Or nowadays, rarely people wear watches anymore. Look at your phone or your computer or iPad, whatever you have. And after 2 minutes, you can make a new decision to just simply continue.
Yes.
There's this lady and she said, yeah, she can stay on a diet for 2 weeks. And she was devastated. She said, I can do it for 2 weeks easily. No problem at all. And after 2 weeks, that's it. I'm done with it. I need to eat. I need to give myself the freedom to choose. And I said, great, do that for 1 day and then start again for 2 weeks.
Mm.
Oh, it was lovely. She lost her kilos. They were just falling off of her. So she knew that she would be able to do it for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And all we needed to do, give her one break and then continue what she's capable of doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that works. I loosely use that myself.
Yeah, well, you're using a different program.
I have a breakout day. Mm-hmm. I don't usually eat things like chocolate because I don't eat lactose, but occasionally I'll find a brand I can eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's okay too.
Keep it rare is the secret.
That's okay too. And then after you did it for 2 minutes or for 4 minutes or maybe for 24 minutes or for 2 hours, whatever the chore was or the task that you're procrastinating, give yourself a reward.
Yes.
Not in shape or form of chocolate or ice cream or cheesecake. No. Internally. No. Give yourself what you would tell someone who just did it for you.
Yes.
Now, that's an easy thing because it's so much easier to applaud someone else.
Yes.
Or to appreciate someone else.
It is.
And then just write it down on a piece of paper. Hey, you know, I'm so glad you did that because, wow, it's really... The shower looks like bling bling. It's just, wow, it shines and it's so awesome. It's such a wonderful feeling stepping into the bathroom. Write it down what you would say if somebody else would have done it or going to the post office or standing in line for I don't know what or doing something, mowing the lawn or bringing the child to somewhere where it's supposed to go, but I'm not really in the mood to. And then just write it down on a piece of paper, how you appreciate if a person would have done that for you. And then just leave it there. Just leave it there. And sooner or later, you will come across it and then you'll probably smile at yourself and actually, I did it.
I think that we should put them in a box and collect them.
You can do that too. I know you're the jar collector. You like to put things in jars.
I like to do things like that. I have a version of a self-love box and a vision box.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. You can do that too.
Yeah, I think collect them. I think that's a really great thing to do is to actually express gratitude to yourself and write it down.
Give yourself what you would like to receive.
Yeah.
But we're just like humans really have a tendency to be so hard on themselves and they can be so generous with others when it comes to compliments. And most humans are just so hard on themselves.
Yes.
Well, let's stop doing that.
That's true. I second that we are nicer to ourselves, definitely. Yeah.
So let's turn it around. Give yourself what you always needed to get.
Yes.
That's what I do.
I love it. I love it. So please do let us know if you love that too. And let us know how complimenting yourself works for you. We certainly love having them, so we would like to say a big thank you to all of our supporters out there. People have reached out to us with their feedback and their questions and their topic ideas. We love hearing from you, so please keep sending us feedback. You can do that on our website, baldandblonde.live, from within our Facebook group, Dream Life Creators, Bull Warrior, or simply by messaging us, because we're both on Facebook too.
You can find us on all social media.
I'm hard to miss.
From Twitter to Facebook, Instagram. And we have a new Instagram page, actually. So it is Bald and Blonde Live. And you can find us there, you can follow us, and we're going to put up stories about what we're doing, how we're doing it, thoughts, and kind of gold nuggets that we just spread and share with you. So follow us there, Bald and Blonde Live on Instagram.
We'd love to have you with us on Instagram. And so we will wrap things up for today there. Thank you, Daisy, for your wisdom as always. Thank you to our listeners out there for your time. We really appreciate you. Please share us with your family and friends, because we want to help change as many lives as we can. Thanks from me, Kathy Tate from Australia.
And Daisy Papp from the Florida Keys. And come visit us on Instagram, Bald and Blonde Live. And also thank you so very much for spreading the word about our podcast. We are so passionate about it. But now let's end this procrastination and let's just say goodbye.
Goodbye from Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Bye.
See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. If you love what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast. In our show notes, you can find the link to our Facebook group where you can personally connect with Daisy and Kathy, and the link to our website where you can find all of our previous episodes and much more of goodies so you can get the most value. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps out the show and helps us to get some powerful feedback from you. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon.